that artist of record for Classic Four, Spooky. CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddles with local news, Mike Clemens Sports next.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A court in Philadelphia has put on hold the bid to shut down Elon Musk's $1 million-a-day sweepstakes in battleground states that aim to boost the Trump candidacy. Musk, who was a no-show, is looking to move the case to federal courts. A local prosecutor says,
"We will proceed to federal court and we will address the issues there and seek to have the matter remanded back to the state court."
5 days left to go till Election Day. Battleground states are the focus. CBS's Nydia Cavazos is covering the Harris campaign.
J-Lo will be joining the campaign trail with Vice President Harris, but this is going to be in Nevada. So Harris will be starting off in Phoenix, where she's going to be mobilizing Mexican-American voters within the state. And to this, you know, she's going to be alongside Governor Tim Walz and the Mexican band. Theatres del Norte is also going to be there to fire up the crowd.
Harris stumped in Wisconsin yesterday. So did former President Trump.
Kamala Harris, a very low IQ individual, is running a campaign of hate, anger, and retribution.
He's in New Mexico and Nevada today. The government says consumer prices rose 2.1% in September from 12 months earlier. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The result of this report shows continued progress on inflation, which makes it more likely that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates when it holds its two-day policy meeting next week. The expectation is for a quarter of a percentage point decrease following the last meeting's half a point decrease.
Some acts of vandalism reported in Los Angeles, including the burning of a city bus in the hours after the Dodgers won baseball's World Series over the Yankees in New York. Reporter Pete Demetrio of affiliate KNX.
Some fans were in tears. Others could hardly contain themselves.
They're finally happy.
On the streets, parades of cars with people waving L.A. flags drove past Dodger Stadium. Fans crowded intersection and blew off fireworks, and police made a handful of arrests.
It'll be warm in much of the east today for trick-or-treaters venturing out for Halloween. Jim McKay of affiliate WBZ is in Boston, where it will be in the mid-70s.
You can feel the excitement in the air for Halloween 2024.
Really going big. The kids are all going to get dressed up. We're doing trick-or-treating.
Ellen tells me she's always got sticker shock these days.
Everything is more expensive.
Either way, she's going to have fun this Halloween, and when I asked if she's buying her candy in bulk.
Yeah, of course.
Spooky spending for Halloween doesn't mean you have to break the bank.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 400 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A groundbreaking for the new Lincoln King Community Center took place in Racine yesterday. The governor and the mayor marked the start of the $68 million project by turning some dirt. The center, funded through state, federal, and private resources, aims to enhance health care options in the area. A house fire in Zion resulted in the deaths of three family members Monday night. Authorities are investigating the cause. Former President Donald Trump held a rally at the Resch Center in Green Bay last night. He criticized the economy and immigration while wearing a safety vest.
13,000 plus murderers, many of them committed more than one murder, and they're walking around in our country free and clear.
He'll return to Wisconsin for another rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tomorrow. Vice President Kamala Harris will also be in Milwaukee tomorrow. Kenosha native Gavin Lux celebrated another World Series victory with the Dodgers beating the Yankees last night. The win adds to Lux's collection as he was part of the Dodgers championship team in 2020. And keep an eye out for the kids today. Trick-or-treating will take place in Racine from 5 to 7. In Kenosha, it's 4 to 7. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Bucks player cited for speeding. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Milwaukee Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. has been slapped with a speeding violation after crashing his BMW into another car, then into an apartment building at Yankee Hill in downtown Milwaukee over the weekend. At first, the team said it was a single car crash, but the Journal Sentinel discovered a second vehicle was involved. No injuries to the two people in that car. Jackson to pay for damages and the $138 fine. The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tomorrow night. NFL Packers rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper talked about his sack and forced fumble against the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's something we work on a lot, you know, like our defense. That's what we want to do, try to get the ball. Explosive plays turn to points, so that's what happened. So that's just our way of thinking.
Matt LaFleur says the rookie gets better every week.
It seems to me that he's developing a better routine. I think Coop's done a better job in that regard.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Under cloudy skies with showers tapering off to light drizzle this afternoon and winds whipping. Sustained at 30 miles per hour, gusts could reach near 50, which is why a wind advisory is in effect until 10 p.m. That'll be crashing our temperatures spooky cold throughout the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 66 degrees.
WRJN. I mean, yeah, I know it's not a 60s or mid-70s song, but still, it is Halloween. By the way, it's okay to sing along, unless you're at church. That might need be so cool, Father.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London.
prison door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Probably last time I played this song for a full year. God, I can't do that anymore. I remember I used to be really good at witch sounds. I'm gonna back away from what I was about to say. But happy Halloween! You're listening to WRJN. I guess after this song, I have to remind you, right? And the station you're listening to is. Hey, you know what? Sometime this hour, when you hear Classic Four Spooky, you're gonna win. An album by the Classic Four. Cool, huh? It's WRJN with an occasional spicy Halloween treat. Not Tootsie Rolls, though, right? Rich, you're not into the not into the Tootsie Rolls here?
Well, the world looks mighty good to me because Tootsie Rolls are all I see.
Oh, well, yeah, because the grandkids were throwing them out, so I just grabbed them. And
there's nothing wrong with Tootsie Rolls. It's a great Halloween candy. Absolutely.
Very good Halloween. Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's not like it's not Don Rosen bad. We're going to start a new term called It's Not Don Rosen Bad.
Can I plead the fifth now, just for now to the end of the eternity for that?
Well, no, what I meant by that, and you were sitting right next to me when Don said that one year they decided to do the off-name brands candy.
Yeah, I was.
And I'm like, you know, Halloween is Super Bowl for kids, you know? You just got to give them the real deal. And,
yeah, they're very perceptive. They know what's good and they know what's not.
They know when they're
usually
getting a
there's
shaft.
There's a TV commercial associated with the ones that are good. So
yeah.
It's years and years of research. And then you pass that down to the future generations where they have kids and they get, you know, they go trick or treating. They have all the Halloween candy. So
yeah, it's kind of like, you know, right before Christmas where what kind of Halloween candy will I be coming home with? And and then you get the... But my favorite image in my brain is Don and his family sitting in the kitchen going, what is all that sound coming against our door? And then, boom, boom. And it was kids throwing.
I heard something similar to that yesterday, but it wasn't like a piece of candy or anything. It was actually a bird that flew into the window.
Oh, wait, that's no, I don't want to know that. Please tell me he turned out okay.
Yeah, I mean, bird flew away. I mean, no issues, but it was still kind of funny.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think funny. More funny is kids throwing their cheap candy at a door.
Okay, fine. All right. I tried.
Don Rosen Bad. I love that's my new.
Gosh.
Till the day I die. Oh, Cindy, are you dying? Yeah. It's Don Rosen Bad.
Oh,
all righty. Here you go. Today's big deal is tell them what they can
get. We're seeing youth sports. So actually, this is perfect timing because their judo registrations start tomorrow. So what you want to do, you want to go to WRJN.com. Click on that big deals tab. You're going to be able to purchase a $40 sports registration gift certificate for just $20 today. So save $20 right off the bat for those kids that want to get enrolled in martial arts. This is a great opportunity for you to do that.
That is really cool. Thank you so much, Rich.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin?